This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Today we're going to talk about something super exciting. So you might recognize Claire Sisk from Can't See, also the host of the Happy Hour show here on RNIB Connect Radio, and now also an RNIB ambassador. And Claire joins us now. Claire, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I still can't quite believe that they asked me.
How do you feel? What does that mean, being an ambassador? It seems like a really grand role.
Do you know what? It means so much to me because obviously on my socials I raise awareness, but I feel like being an ambassador, it's just going to give me a bit more of a voice to try and make a difference for those of us that do live with sight loss. You know, I live with it, so I know firsthand the challenges that come with it. And it's not just from like the struggles that we have every day, but it's, you know, the emotions that also come with it. We're living in a world that's not designed for us, and unless, you know, we start speaking up about it, nothing's going to change. And I feel like this is going to sort of help make my voice louder.
You had to keep it secret. So how does it feel knowing that now you can just share it with everyone?
I'm the worst at keeping secrets because I forget, because I've got such a bad memory. But I didn't let it slip. And it's just nice that I can now sort of say that to people. And it's not just me sitting there on my social media doing it. I feel like there was meaning behind it before, but I feel like there's just more meaning behind it now. So yeah, it feels a relief that I can now talk about it.
And I guess that's a nice thing as well. As you said, you're kind of expanding your reach, and, you know, you can maybe do work that isn't just solely reliant on you, because I feel like as an individual, it must be really hard to be heard.
It is. And I always say this on my socials, you know, we've got a massive social media community out there. And I often get a lot of people saying, I want to do what you do. How can I do it? And I'll always encourage them, because the more of us that do it, the louder we will be, the bigger reach we will get. And hopefully then we'll get, you know, we'll get answers and things put in place. You know, it's a world that we're trying to navigate, and it's a world that's not accessible or inclusive. And we don't want them to just be buzzwords. We want inclusivity to be a reality.
And as someone who's been active for quite a few years on social media, have you seen this change start to happen? Or how are you feeling? Are you feeling quite optimistic about the future?
I definitely have. I mean, when I compare like to my life today to how it was 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, it is so different. People are starting to listen. Brands are starting to listen. They're starting to want to make their products accessible and inclusive. And I do. I honestly am starting to believe that I'm going to live to see the day that the world is accessible and inclusive. And that's really, really exciting.
And I know, Claire, you said you were a bit surprised when they asked you, but you have been, you know, collaborating on things with RNIB for a while. You received an RNIB See Differently Award a few years ago as well. So it's not a new partnership. It's a continuation of a partnership.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I mean, the RNIB were always a charity that were there for me when I was struggling. And I'm just one of those people that if you help me, then I'm going to help you type thing. And it's the same with the support side. The RNIB supported me so much, so it felt only right to give back and do all these collaborations that I had done. And then for them to ask me to be an ambassador, I was just like, are you sure you want me?
I told you this already, like, they know what you do on social media. It's not like they're expecting you to change who you are. They know exactly who you are, and this is who they want.
And I mean, I'm happy. I am really happy, but I just, like, I'm not your usual mold type ambassador person, because I am a bit scatty, I am a bit dopey, I do say the wrong thing. But I mean, if that works for them, then I'm happy with that. And it obviously does, because they wouldn't have asked me.
I think you really undervalue yourself, because you're really funny. People love you. People feel like they can relate to you. And you have done so many wonderful things. You're on the telly these days. I mean, you're doing a radio show, Claire. I mean, you're doing so much.
I know. I'm very grateful for all the opportunities I get, but I never really sit there and think, oh, you're doing a good job. The way I look at it is, I just want to give people hope. And not a day goes by where I don't get something in one of my million inboxes of someone saying, because of you, we did this, they did that, I did this. And that to me is all the validation I need. That is all that counts, is that I'm helping one person at least, and then I'm happy.
Well, Claire, once again, congratulations. We're so proud of you here at RNAB Connect Radio. And obviously, I think I speak for everyone at RNAB. It's so lovely to have you as an ambassador.
Thank you.